Hey, how'd you do that?
All gone. So, farm birds, huh?
Yeah, it's my only weird thing, I swear. And I would have told you about it, but I didn't know that they would be here. So, all right.
Okay. So, can I serve you a little of... What? What?
Nothing. It's just that I know that they're still out there.
But they're across the hall. I mean, that's two doors away. It's going to take them a long time to peck their way back over here.
That's not funny.
Okay, you know, would you feel better if we went someplace else? I mean, we could pack all this stuff up and, you know, go to your apartment.
They're working on it this week. It's a total mess. But, I'm staying at my parents' house. We could go there.
Your parents?
Yeah, they're out of town.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a huge place, and it's got this gorgeous view of the park. It'd be very, very romantic. What do you say?
Yeah, that works.
Huh. Yeah, that's the smell of fear.
Hey.
How's Ben?
Well, I asked him if he wanted to eat. He said no. I asked him if he wanted to sleep. He said no. I asked him what he wanted to do. He said no. So he's sweeping.
Hey.
So, any word from Susan?
Oh, yeah. She said she's having so much fun with Emily.
Uh-huh. By the by, did it ever occur to you that, I don't know, maybe they might be having a little too much fun?
What's too much fun?
You know, the kind of fun you and Susan had when we were married.
Oh, my God, you are so paranoid.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I?
I can't speak for Emily, but Susan is in a loving, committed relationship.
Uh-huh. Carol, so were we. All right, just imagine for a moment that Susan meets someone and they really hit it off. You know, say they're coming back from the theater and they stop at a pub for a couple of drinks. They're laughing, you know. Someone innocently touches someone else. There's electricity. It's new. It's exciting. Are you telling me there isn't even the slightest possibility of something happening?
Maybe.
Oh, my God! I didn't really believe it until you just said it!
Even though none of the other kids believe me, I swear to God, that duck pushed me.
Wow. This place is fabulous.
Yeah. Let me show you around. This is the downstairs living room.
What? There's two living rooms? God, growing up here, this place must have been a real babe magnet.
Well, it would have been, but my parents just moved here.
Oh, well, you should know this place is a real babe magnet. Want to make out?
You know, here's an idea. Why don't I put the food in the fridge and we can eat it later?
That sounds like a plan. Is there a place that I could go freshen up?
Oh, yeah. Just down the hall and second door to your left.
Oh, hi, darling.
Oh, Dad, what are you guys doing here?
Oh, well, we cut the trip short.
France sucks.
This may be a little weird, but I've got a date here.
I almost say no more.
We'll just grab some food and take it with us upstairs, and we'll be right out of your hair.
Oh, that'd be great. So you didn't even get to Italy?
Yep, sucks.
God.
I know. I can do more than cook.
I like her. She seems smart.
Rachel is my parents.
Oh, so nice to meet you. Hello. Hello.
Oh, Joshua.
that $500 was for groceries.
What? No, that's not what it is. See, okay, I work in fashion. See, and this is a real dress, actually. It is, they're wearing it in Milan. It's, so part of my job is to wear the clothes, and then I see how people respond, and then I report back to my superiors at Bloomingdale's. So, and obviously, in this case, I am going to report back. USA not ready.
Maybe in L.A.
Yes.
There you go.
So, have your kids eaten yet?
Well, we were going to do that after. I mean, next.
Well, we're starving. Why don't we just all go get something to eat?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, no use wasting this baby just lying around the house.
So, we'll go eat. You'll wear that. We'll be eating, and of course, you'll be wearing that.
Dude, I am sorry about what I said.
Nope, you're right. It is a ridiculous name.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is. From now on, I have no first name.
So, you're just Bing?
I have no name.
What are we supposed to call you?
Okay, for now, temporarily, you can call me Clint.
No way are you cool enough to pull off Clint.
Okay, so what name am I cool enough to pull off?
Jean.
It's Clint. It's Clint.
See you later, Jean.
Bye, Jean.
It's Clint. Clint.
What's up with Jean?
You wore your nightie to dinner?
Oh, yeah. And the best part, though, was when the waiter spilled water down my back, I jumped up and my boob popped out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all right. I got nice boobs.
So, I just picked up a message from Emily. She and Susan are going to a poetry reading together.
So?
Poetry? Susan's gay. They're being gay together.
Emily's straight.
Oh, wake up.
Wow. Carol really messed you up.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she turned you into this untrusting, crazy, jealous sycophant. Oh, it's, I don't know what sycophant means, but the rest is right.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am not a crazy, jealous person.
Huh.
What?
She's totally right. When we were together, you got all freaked out about Mark and there was nothing going on.
It totally makes sense.
It does not.
Oh, sure it does. In high school, you weren't jealous at all, even though all your girlfriends were cheating on you.
All right, so up until 92, 93, he was very trusting. Then 94 hit, Carol left him, and bam, paranoid city.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is so much fun.
This is not fun.
Look, all we're trying to say is don't let what happened with Carol ruin what you've got with Emily.
The 92, Ross wouldn't.
Still think I was right about that whole Mark thing, though.
Well, you know what? I hope Emily is a lesbian.
Drum roll.
Okay. All right. Help! Am I a Mark or a John?
Nah, you're not tall enough to be a Mark. But you might make a good Barney.
All right, look, I am serious, okay? Tomorrow at 3:30, I'm going down to the courthouse.
You're actually going through with this?
Hey, look, this name has been holding me back my entire life. Okay, it's probably why kids picked on me in school and why I never do well with women. So, as of 4 o'clock tomorrow, I'm either going to be Mark Johnson or John Markson.
You've got problems because of you, not your name. This has got to stop. Chandler is a great name. In fact, yes. I'm sorry. I know you really wanted me to name the baby Joey, but so I'm gonna name the baby Chandler.
Really?
Yeah, but you have to keep the name too.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
You want to hug it out?
Yeah. Yay.
Hey.
Yay. Oh, yay. Okay, I'm going to go tell Frank and Alice right
okay.
now.
Ooh. Bye, Phoebs.
Okay, bye.
Oh.
Flight 004 is now arriving at gate 17.
Nice luggage.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey.
Oh,
I miss you. Oh, I miss you too.
Hey, thanks for everything. I had such a great time.
Oh, so did I.
It's no tongue.